Okay, we're up to daf Yud Amud Aleph on top of the page. I had your Tevah Gedarka. We say that an ordinary person can tailor the things on Yom Chol HaMoed normal way if they need it, but a professional has to make some kind of a change. Hey, Chidami Hedyid, what's considered an ordinary person? Amri Rabbi Yanai, any person, kosher einu yochel lohoitzi moli macha bevasachas. You cannot put in a number of stitches and with one yank make it and pull it. And you know what you're doing very quickly. You have to do each stitch separately. Then you're an ordinary person. Otherwise, you're professional. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina amar, kosher einu yochel lechaven imra bechevei chalukah. If you cannot actually make an even hem at the edge of your dress, the edge of the shirt, then you're not a professional. But Uman Machliv, the tradesman, he has to make a shinui. What's the shadish of the word Machliv? My Machliv, what in the world is this word Machliv? Rabbi Yechon Avirchu says, Mavsiya, there's not in a straight line. And the word Machliv, the Rashi said, the shadish is like a dog. The teeth of a dog. The teeth of a dog are not even. That again, you don't do it one taller, one shorter, one fatter, one narrower. Instead of them being out of kilter, just you know, thicker stitches or thinner stitches. That's how it is. But again, the teeth of a dog. That says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to weave together the ropes that you put together for a bed. And Rabbi Yehuda says, all you can do is a matkin, you can make a tort. What's going on here? What's machlekes? My mesagin, what does it mean, mesagin? My matkin, what does that mean? Kiosk of Dimiyama, Pligibo, there's actually an argument. You know, Chibar Abba Basi, there's an argument. He's the two Amorim, what the two Tanayim are saying. But Tervayim, Mashmei de Chiske, the Bible saying name of Chiske, but Rabbi Yechon. Chadom, one of them said, mesagin means Shasiva Ede, that you make it one in horizontal, one vertical and the horizontal, like, you know, you weave them together. And that's what you're permitted to do on Chol HaMoed. And what does a matchin mean? Shasib b'layedev. You only go one direction, let's say vertical ropes without going through the horizontal ones and between, weave them in between. That's one of you. V'chadam no. Mesargin means that. Shasib b'layedev. To create the ropes even in one direction. U'mematchin means. U'mematchin means that if it was roughly, if it was loose, you can make it taut, but you can't chatchila put ropes across. Saying it's not so simple, ain't it? It's not so simple. What turn you up to chalifa b'shol? The Rambam says in the Braisa Chalifa b'shol said, "V'shavin." Everyone agrees. She ain't mafshilin chavolim lechatchila. Everyone agrees that you should not go ahead and put ropes out there in the first place. Now, b'shloim the man d'amar, the one who says misargi means siva ediv, and matchi means siva loy ediv. Two directions or one direction. Hainu the turn of Chalifa b'shol. That's what Chalifa b'shol says. That if you're shoving, you're not allowed to go ahead and weave the ropes in the first place. Weaving the ropes, you're not allowed to, but once you have the ropes existing, you're allowed to create the bed. El Mandom, you tell me that Misargin means also only one direction, but no one agrees that you're allowed to make it two directions. What do you have to tell me? You're not allowed to weave the rope. Tell me a big chiddush. You're not allowed, not even the rope is already existing, you're not allowed to create a bed with ropes. It's like a question. So we reject this pshat that you had, and we say that the pshat is that they're arguing where one says shesiv ve'ediv, the other one says shesiv b'layediv. Amar Nachman, it's l'avchi, but Rabbi Mi'ikal man d'amar, is there an opinion that says, I'll ask you a second question, that misargin means shesiv b'layediv, it means one direction, that's what misargin means. V'hatana, we let a meir aymer, meir says, hamita, hamita, bed. He said, a bed is not a kabel tum until you have some kind of base. What's the minimum kind of base? You already have a rope, let's say, in the vertical direction, and now you put a rope in the horizontal direction, and you make three spaces, three boxes, right? When you weave it, you make three boxes. That's the minimum size of a bed, and now you have a bed to a kabel tum. So it's clear, what does yisrig mean? Both directions. How can you tell me there's an opinion that yisrig means only one direction? If it's a one direction, it's already mekabel tumah when you have the ropes and the length. Why did Rameh say till you make three bottom, till you make three boxes? He also Rav came along. He said, "Bemisargin kulia." The word misargin, there is no argument that it means you see if you need to do both directions. So what's the word matchin? Marsav matchin means see beleidev one direction. And that's what you're allowed to do. Ma'asav, no. Ma'atchim means even less than that. She'im ha'yorav of ma'atchim is already existing. Just loose, you can go tighten it, but no more than that. Makes a last question. Sargin as a mita lamel says you're allowed to mita sorry, it says the braise you're allowed to be misadig a bed on chalamoid the ain't sort of claim surely matchin divra mer. Rabbi Yezi says me matchin lavle misagin, and the yesh and the third opinion aim mathematically you can't even do that. Now let's see what it means. Matchin means a bit more that you what you make you're doing one direction horizontal without vertical, vertical without horizontal. Okay. The third opinion says no, even that's too much. All you can do is loose ropes, tighten it. Leave fluge. He's coming to argue. All it means is if it's loose, you're coming to tighten. So what's the third opinion? Why would the opinion that says that you can't even do that? What's wrong with tightening the ropes? Why would they have third opinion argues with that? Says Digmar, I'll tell you why. Really, I'm right. Matcha means pulling it and tightening the loose ropes. But the third opinion is Kivan de Efshel Mamalya Bemani Loitachinan. Since there's another option, is put underneath the bed. Fill it up. Excuse me. You can fill it up with all kinds of kalim underneath. So it holds the bed up. Then do that. Prefer that rather than even tightening the ropes. That's the third opinion. Don't do anything. Don't tamper with the bed. It's off limits.
Kalim or anything?
You give an with example. Boxes or anything. Yeah. Box, yeah, bricks.
So the problem is Misakin Kaili. That's what we're worried about.
Yeah, thing. Exactly. Because Chomoy, we only allow you things which is causes a hefsid and a little tirch as possible. It says in Mishnah Baita, Ma'amidin, you're allowed to set up a tanner v'kerayim, an oven and a stove v'rechayim and a mill b'moyed al chalamoyed. You're allowed to set it up. Says Rashi, "My midin tanu kiraim." So, oisin and chatchila, you lada chatchila, set him up. Kid, I mean, the commentary later on. Tanu, what's the difference between tanu and a kid? A tanu is toicha chol. Tanu is the inside is totally open. Is a big hole. Mokim shepizet, room to put into pots. Kida, and kida is mokim shepizet achas. A kida is where you have room to put in one pot, flat on top of it, and a tanu you have room to put two pots inside this big box. Rabbi Yudah Yehuda says, "A mechavshin es erechayim betchila." You're not allowed to be mechabish erechayim. What in the world is mechabish? Says the Gemara. My mechabshin. What's mechabshin? Rabbi Yehuda says, "What's mechabshin?" Rabbi Yehuda says, "You're not allowed to lechatchila be mechabish. If it's a brand new one, if it's an old one, is one thing, but a new oven, I don't want to be mechabish. What's a mechabish?" Says the first opinion is Rabbi Yehuda. The Amoida says, "You know what it is? Menake erechayim to sharpen the teeth." Says Rashi, "Menaker echaya shikshi yishana. It's old v'chalok. It's smooth. V'ein achitin yichayin lifroich. It no longer has the ability to crush the weed. So what do you do is so menakerin oisa means chaytchin oisa. That means that you sharpen it. Kadesh lo yehishav. It shouldn't be even. Kadesh yifrucho achitah teres. You won't have teeth. So I guess you make teeth in it. You create teeth in it." That's one opinion. Chila mabas ina. Chila says no. You want to make a hole where the wheat can actually the crushed wheat can fall through. Bas ina neck of a hole. Shoisim beemtzo herechaim that you make in the middle of the mill. Shatvu and the filter. That's where they dump. That's where they deposit all the cracked tua. Says the Gemara. I don't understand. The Mishnah Abuda says you cannot be mechabish if it's a brand new one. So the Meisel has a question. It says in the Mishnah, it says in the Braise, Ma'amidin tanu v'kerayim b'moyi l'chatchila to set up an oven and stove. U'bevatcha lo yigme melachta, but along you should not complete the whole job. Divir Rabbi Leza. Chomayim b'lim af yigme, you can finish, start it, and complete the whole job. Rabbi Yehuda oimim mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Leza, Ma'amidin es ha-chadosha. You can set up a new one. U'mechapshin es ha-yishana, and you can fix up an old one. Yes, you cannot fix up an old one at all. Now, if fixing up means making a hole, if it's an old one, it already has a hole. How have we been using it till now? The whole idea of a mill is that you crush wheat and the wheat is deposited somewhere. So if there was no eye over there for the wheat to come and go anywhere, how did you use it till now? Obviously it was very nice. So what do you mean, mechapshin with an old one? If you learn the pshat is baseina, bishlele mando mechapshin menaker chaya. Over time it gets dull. Over time it loses its teeth. Hainu mishkach lebishon. That would be an old one. Elamando baseina is yishon. The baseina lomeli. If it's an eye, what do you need for? Says the gemara. No kasha. Maybe there's an existing eye, but you want to broaden it. You want to use larger quantities. You want to broaden it a bit. Okay, Rashi. Constantly crushing it. What you need for? Like what? Isla Basain already has one. Check out. Yishon is an old one. You're already doing it. The grinding. Couldn't grind. So we said, "Mor said, 'Al kash gan debay la bruch a high basin at tvei.' You want like a bigger, but chi high gabna mishkachel will be fine. Be sure an old one." Said, "Mor baite, Rabhune, Shamalo Gabri once heard about a person that come menake rechaya bechulah demayda, that he was actually be menake, that he was sharpening the teeth on chalamoid." Now Rabbi Yehuda says he shouldn't do it, and one opinion is that what does Rabbi Yehuda mean? He means sharpening teeth. Amar, so Rabbi Huna said, "Hi, Ischil Gufe, this guy's body should be desecrated." The Kamachil Chalamayid, because he was just Mechal Chalamayid. Sharp words, because he believed that this was a Kirchil of Bimenaka. You shouldn't do that. Yeah. Rashi Menaka Rechai. What was this guy doing? An old one. And Rabbi Yehuda said, "Yeah, an old one." Ischel Gufi is Chal Gufi, which we desecrated. He holds Ki Yesh Aimim. This Yesh Aimim, the Braise, but just recorded, said you shouldn't be Mechabish at all. And Mechabish means sharpening the teeth. And therefore, this guy was Mechal Chalamoid, off he should go. Because he didn't agree with your opinion, therefore he should be, cursed him like that. Two opinions say it's all right. The Mishnah said it's all right. The Yehuda says only a new one don't do it, but an old one is all right. There's one man down in the Braise, yes, I mean, I've wounded there for so you don't agree with him, off with your head. Hard to understand what exactly happened here. Anyway.
The halach is not like this man down.
Exactly. So, what's
so
yeah.
why is he being moichah
yeah,
so sharp?
Exactly. Maybe the Hun is the Rav of that city and he should listen to the Rav. Dorish Rab Chama dashend. That you are permitted to be naked to sharpen the teeth of a mill. And Chalamayin, Chalamayin. Mishum Rabbeinu Amrum. Okay, let Bach say to Rabbeinu. Rameir Amrum, Afimeir Amra, Afilusus Shereichalov. Goes further. Things that you're allowed to do. Chalamayin. If you need it for Chalamayin. Afilu sus shereichalav, a horse you're riding on, the chamay shereichalav, mutalitzel tippanayim cholashamayid. You're allowed to cut the nails off, Rashi. Why would you want to cut the nails off? Lehen tippanayim, kederach oisin, achshel sus shereichalav, we do to our horses. The ilay avi lehachi have a litzara, the horse will be in pain, but lehen motzi ozle, can't walk. Taisa says in the bottom, in the last Taisa's, Taisa says, Pidush b'taisa, tzoy lechamayid. Mashmash also lirka bechinam. You're not allowed to ride horses on chamayit.
So you can only ride a horse for tzedek chamayit.
Exactly. So he says. Exactly. So when you're allowed to go to horse for chamayit, so you're not allowed to go on the horseback riding a chamayit.
Yeah,
back up for chamayit. Yeah, but you need it. Right? You need it for your relaxing.
All of these things, the kids go on trips chamayit. Yeah. Yeah. Canoeing, they go riding.
He says right here. Nope. And you saw what Abhunda said. If you don't do if something, you shouldn't be doing chamayit. What happens to people? Yeah. So anyone right? Abel Chamra de Rechaya, but the donkey that they used to use to push the mill. Remember, in those days, they had three different kinds of mills. And one of them was you had a donkey tied to the mill and used to go around and around and around. That you're not allowed to cut the nails off on Chalamay, because how much does it walk away? Very little. So it'll be a little bit of pain. Here's your fellow. Rashi, Abel Chamra de Rechaya, this is what they did. So you take the Nagav Chamayim, they used to go and grind because of these donkeys. Lemotzil Mishkala who Chamra's upon it, you can't cut off the nails. Lemotzil Mishkamayim, because Ella Lutzaydachmay, how much can you use a crush? How much wheat can you crush with Chalamay? Only what's necessary for Chalamay in Yamtif. So how much is very little? So how much does a donkey have to walk away? Very little. No excuse to cut his nails.
Industrial-sized grinder.
Yeah, but it's only for Yom Tov.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't need to use it very much.
A small grinding, quantity of grinding, you can grind b'chamar with a donkey. But they matter like gidl tzipornav. And therefore, having long nails doesn't really in any way stop them. Second invited, Rabbi Yehuda, Shadi permitted le mishkel tufrei le chamra de rechaye. He allowed them to set up. He allowed to set up a mill by placing one stone on top of another stone, and to build a mill. And to build the wood that sits on top of the mill, the water mill. To build a barn. He allowed to do all these things. The Chalamoy Rashi. You're allowed to put one stone on top of the other. The piece of wood, the frame. Is the frame that you put the rechaim in. Sorry?
base.
Okay, could be base. Well, the Mivne Uriya Ref is Bakr. Well, the Mivne Uriya is a barn. Says the Maravite, Hilal below the Chalamite. Says the Maravite, Rava, Shara, Rava, loud. Lisruke Susya, you're allowed to go ahead and to comb them with a metal comb. The horses, Ulamivne Akufit, and to build the what do you call those things that you put from the horses to eat from
troughs.
Ulamivne Itztaba, you're allowed to build seats and chairs made out of stone. Rashi. Rashi lemivne ar kufita, masha masimin hatfula turkey. They put the two inside the trough with me. Asus and you call it in menaitre belaz.
A mentor.
Was it?
A mentor, isn't it?
Is that what it is? Okay. Tayshas argue. Tayshas holds our kuf. Lifter is a chair, and different kinds of chairs. Istaba is a chair made out of stone, and like these bleachers outside. Istaba binyan avonim, a binyan made out of stone. Says in Moravite, Rav. Shorter lemishkol damer, Rabbi allowed to do to mak his dam to let blood lebehema for a behema bechol the moyach halamoid. Omele Abaye said, Tanya demesayla we take a linton but I say like you makizin down lebehema you permitted to let blood for a behema on halamoid. The ain moini the fool lebehema chalashma you don't deny the medicine to an animal on halamoid. Rashi lemishkol damer lahakiz makadam lechsusig. Okay, don't get. Say more about it. Rava, Shari, all the different things that you're allowed to do in Chalamayit, if it's necessary for Chalamayit. What we're talking about here, Refuah, we're talking about a Refuah that it requires a lot of work. If it's talking about the ordinary Refuah, even on Shabbos, many opinions hold you're allowed to give to your animal Refuah. So we're talking about Refuah that requires Malacha. Chalamayit, we don't do Malacha, but for Refuah for an animal, you're allowed to.
Isn't that what we just had with the cutting the nail of the horse?
It's not really, yeah, it's not Refuah.
To stop pain.
Pain.
Like giving him a Panadol
before the thing.
Yeah, Rava Shada Lichsuse Kirma. Rava allowed you to like iron and press clothing on Chalamayit. My time, why? Maisa Hedidu. This is not really a professional way of doing things. Rashi Lichsuse Gehut. Requiring Kubulur. That's when the harder way of washing. All kinds of alloy, all different kinds of chemicals. Karami begun to close. Maisa hedged. The mutalas of chalamayit. Lav maisa umenu. Not professional. Amrizu b'dam yem rab chizda. He says, "Kiturei bidi osur is forbidden. To make these smooth handles are forbidden. My time maisa umenu is professional. What do you mean, Ashi? Kiturei bidi osur. What is that? The mevet b'moyich hamoyich kachoy oisin. This is what they did. So you noitlin kelim chalukin. They took smooth kelim. V'hoye machlikin aleim beis yad shel chalukim. They used to smooth over here the handle from these instruments, whatever they were implements. Mais umenu. This is a trade. This is a professional. V'os is forbidden. That's one pshat. Lishna acherina. It means lekavitz kematin she'odam oisin beis yad. A person makes the handle. She'malim oisin bekonet shel shabolin chalukim u'mekamtin. I'm not exactly sure what exactly this instrument
like
was.
Grips, like ridges in the handle that you can grip onto it, no?
Could be. And they, so they're making, cutting it into it. Okay, could be. Yeah, Omar Rabbah says, Rabbah. Omar Rabbah, man de maskil adah, somebody who flattens out the ground. On Yom Chalamoid, if it's a diet to the Veid Dori, if you're doing it in order to improve the soil of everyday Shari, a diet to the Ad, if you're doing it to improve the quality of the land, you know, if you want to plant it, that's Asa. That is forbidden. What's the case? Rashi, the Maskil Tikler, Shechoifim Misham Wadoma, if you're digging there in the ground, Letzedech HaGoyden, for your threshing floor, Lachbet Sham Chitim, because you want to crush wheat in that hole, Letzedech HaMoid, you need wheat for Yomtev, Chalamoid, Haina Dai to the Veidori, you're doing it for the sake of the wheat, then Shari is permitted in Chalamoid. If you're doing a Dai to the Ari, Dara, Shechoifim Sadei, why are you digging holes in your field? Letzedech Zri, in order to be able to plant it, then it's awesome. Mashi, don't make a Chayri, you have to look like you're plowing on Yomtev. Says Igmar Hechid, I mean, how can we tell? Because we can't trust him. He can tell whatever he wants. How can we tell what's going on? So it depends. Mulya b'mulya, if you're taking from a hill and you're placing it on another hill, is one way. And then b'notza, or you're taking it from a hole and you're taking the sand out and you're putting it in another hole, then it's obviously doing it for the sake of the land. And that's forbidden. Because that's how you normally you supply a field. You know, but you don't care where you're putting the sand. You're just working on this kid. You don't care where the sand lands because you just care about this place here. Moving that's when they say, and then I died to the other. But shakal mulya, if you took mulya, and then vishadi, and you threw it. Benutza, if you took from a hill and threw in a hole, that means you're trying to level the ground. If you take from a hole and you take the sand and you put it on a little mound, if you take from a mound and you're throwing the sand in a hole, what are you actually doing? You're leveling the ground. That means you're trying to prepare the ground for plowing. And that's us, Rashi. I just told you. Shekar darkes shogayin shemashra hagron is mutter. Just opposite of what Tosis and others have learned. Rashi learned that if you're leveling the ground, then you're doing it to make it easier to crush the wheat. And if you're not leveling the ground, you don't really care because plowshares will go through hills and go through holes. So just opposite of what I just told you. What I just told you is what Tosis and others have learned. Vayitik mutter. Okay. V'amar says Rav. If somebody's sweeping his ground, he's taking away collecting all the twigs. So it depends. I died to the tzibah. If you're taking it to collect the twigs, you make a fire on Yom Tov or on Chalmoid, then it's all right. Shorty, I died to that. If you're doing it to level the ground to prepare for plowing, how can we tell what's going on here? If you took only the big twigs, the shavik, zutri, and you left behind the small one, then it's clearly what are you doing for firewood? I died to the tzibah. Chocolate, rabbit, everything. Then I died to the other. You obviously want to plan Rashi. I died to the zochi zichah. You're sweeping the ground. My 18 times small twitch. Then you want to take them away. I died to the. If you're doing it for wood, you lick them. I died to the 18 for the wood last second to turn a fire. They knock it out of it. Shabbos, you take the big ones and leave them small. When I died to the other, the lochi licked and you took them. You're right to lizroya. Karki shalogi doyle. You tell them also. It's also forbidden. Bezin will stop them or not because we send out people to see stop people from working. So how do we know what he's doing? Can't trust these people. Omar Rava says, Rava, hi man de pasach maila ada. Somebody opens up the irrigation valves to let water flow into his land. Adaita the kibre. Let's say you have a pond. If you're doing it to let out all the water into the field because you want the fish to remain behind and you want to eat the fish, you don't want to catch them, the fish are all there. You can't do the water right there, the fish. Then shari, I die to that. If you're doing it to water your field in order to grow, then asr. Hey, chidami. How can we tell? Is Pasach Trey Bobby? If you open up two ends,
two ponds,
yeah,
isn't it?
Two ends of the fish pond. One higher, one lower. A die to the kibbe, trying to get the fish. Pasach Chad Bobby. If you only open one side, a die to the other. You want the water to be channeled in one direction because you're trying to improve your land. Sorry? Chalamai. All right. Bomber Rob says, Rob. Hi man, the Pashir Dikla. If somebody's going ahead and cutting off the branches of a palm tree, a daita, the chayusa, if he's doing it in order to for his animals to have something to eat, shari, a daita dikla, doing it to improve the quality of the palm tree in the asr. Hey, how can we tell? Shakul chulam agalgis, you only cut down the branches from one side, and a daita the chayusa. Obviously, you're doing it for your animals. But if you're cutting evenly around the palm tree, then a daita dikla, obviously, trying to improve the tree, but asr is forbidden. Honey tamri, these dates, tuchlina, these raw, they're not really ripe, unripe dates. Migzerinu, if you want to cut it, shari is permitted. Maitzino us, if you want to cut it for Yom Tov, you're allowed to. But maitzino, if you want to carry them and you want to sit there and press them until eventually some of the juice oozes out, then it's forbidden. Because it looks like you're doing it for long term. Because what you're doing is make raisins out of them or something else like out of them, and therefore it takes a long time, and obviously you're not doing it for chalamoid. Because you're doing now, so...
you're starting a work which you're not going to finish.
That's right. Rashi actually learned that it's talking about Yom Tov itself, and you're doing Yom Tov for the choyl, not so much chalamoid for after Yom Tov. Rapa says, Kivan de mitloi, that if since it turns into worms, if you don't squeeze it out straight away, it's like a business that if you lose money, the shari allowed to buy a business. If you lose money, we had before in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, that what are we permitted to do on Yom Tov, a chalamoid, things that you cause you a hefsa loss. So if you cause you a loss, you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov. And seems from here the way Rashi learns the Gemara here that when it comes to business, it's not a question of avoiding a loss, but a question of actually making a profit is also permitted. According to Shizrashi, is when we said before is work, real malacha, real hard work, only if it's to avoid a loss, but it's to engage in profits, you're not allowed to do chalamoid. But business, which is not hard work, it's just business, then according to Rashi, even if it's just to generate a profit, and if you don't do this chalamoid, you're not going to make a profit, then apidin, you're allowed to actually do a chalamoid. Not like others who are not allowed to.
Even though the profit is a suffix. It's a double shalom ala'olam.
Yeah, every prophet is a suffix. You're not guaranteed anything, yeah.
No, but I'm saying it's interesting that there'll be matter you something which is non-existent.
And Taisa clearly argued, yeah. And Taisa here argued, Rabbi argued, he said that by that no, you need, it should be a hefsid. But if it's a question of profit, you're not allowed to. Back to the Gemara. Ravina had a business, Davin Miz Davin, he would say that he had a business that he would sell, Bishisa Alpha, that he would sell whatever he had for 6,000 coins. Shoyal Azwuna, Bazar Chalamayit, he refused to sell a Chalamayit, even though it was a chance that he would lose the whole Geschäft. And L'choyd Apidin, he was allowed to sell it, but he was frum, he was very machmir, and he didn't sell a chalamoid. And you know what his reward was? V'zavnei betreisa alfei, came Matzah Yomtiv, he was able to sell the same thing for 12,000. He made an unbelievable 100% increase in profit because he was so frum. And he didn't sell it. Ravina Vina, Havi Masik Zuze, he lent money b'bnei Akra, he lent money to the city of B'nei Akra, the Sinousa. Also, the Kamil Abashi, he wanted to know, Amalei Mahal, basically, not lie, can I go today Chalamoy to collect my money? Omle said, "Kivin the Edenahu the Mishkachaslu. Today you'll find the people there. The Yemachin Mishkachalu. But after Yom Tov, who knows? You'll find the people. Who knows that they'll pay you? Is Kiprakmat Yehovedam? It's like a loss. It's avoiding a loss because even though they owe you the money, who said you'll be able to find the money tomorrow? Therefore, Vishay is permitted." Gemara Tanya Nami Gabe Avodizorik Hagavne. We learn by Avodizorik the very same thing. Holchin LeYarid Shel Akum. You're allowed to go to the fair of Goyim. The
Leipzig,
that's right.
Of course.
Yeah. The Yarid Chalakum to Goyish Yarid. That's why it's called Yarid, because it goes, you're going down. You don't want to. Sorry? He's a Yarid, a Shamru, and this is Yarid from Tansen.
Yeah,
Batiga
is the famous story.
Mm
hmm.
I've grown, yeah. Yeah. The Yarid Chalakum. The loichin behema avodi v'shvachis. You're allowed to go ahead and purchase behemas and slaves and maize, batim sadeh the kramim v'koisiv. You can write it down umayla bekoish alahen, and you're allowed to write it on contracts. And their course, if nation can matzim liyodin, anything you buy now belongs to a yid. So, like, a very interesting expression to Gemara: when a yid buys something, it's like you're saving it from their hands because, as the Chassidus says, because you're mayla than a tzutzah. That says by Avram Yunus by Yochumle when he bought the property. As I said, it went up because now it became a yid's. It went up in kedusha. So matzim liyodin.
Yaakov was worried about the pachim ketanim.
Exactly. The tzutzah there's there. Yeah. So you're allowed to do that. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue with the show.